Ohio's Need to Know News, here we go. A five-year-old girl in Illinois, this video is insane, was almost attacked by a coyote in her front yard.
That is terrifying.
Oh my gosh, Mackenzie, the incident was caught on camera. The surveillance video from the family's home shows a little girl playing in the driveway as she skips past cars parked in front of the house, is having a fun time. A coyote runs down the street, then it runs right at her, and she doesn't see the coyote at first. The coyote actually like runs up and bumps into her, but it doesn't bite her, but it's like the size of this five-year-old girl and the coyote, she could have been a nice little meal.
That is terrifying. It really is. I mean, think of all the kids. When there's a coyote in a neighborhood, it's like everyone's on alert.
Yeah, it could have been a chabra or something like that. Who knows? But she's okay, but the video is going to make your heart pound. You can see that on our Need to Know News blog. Now, listen, I don't hate on it. I'm kind of late to a technology at times, but does anybody have an Apple Watch here on the show?
No.
No, I've given two as presents, but I don't have one myself.
Does anybody think they're cool, though?
Or
I'm the only person, member of my family, that doesn't have one. Eight people in my family have an Apple Watch, and I do not.
Okay, well, see, I kind of want one. I don't know if it'll fit my big fat wrist.
Ask for one for the holidays.
All right, guys, for my birthday, December 10th.
No, from your wife.
Oh. Well, it was worth a try. If you're listening right now and you have an extra Apple Watch, hook a brother up.
Right.
Hey, anything's possible. Well, no, it could save your life. Seriously, a 62-year-old man ended up unconscious after a bike crash earlier this month. And help me out here, Spokane?
Spokane.
Why don't they spell it S-P-O-C-A-N-E? Spokane, Washington. And his Apple Watch called 911 for him. 911. The man flew off his bike as he approached a curve at the bottom of the hill. He kind of lost control. And the hit was so hard that the watch detected it. The actual fall detection, I guess, feature on there has an emergency medical service on there that if you're not moving around after a minute, it will call 911. Then it also sent his information to his emergency contact on his phone, which happened to be his son. It said, hey, we've detected a hard fall. It alerted them of the location. And yeah, the medics actually came out there. The son, actually multiple sons, were on his emergency alert thing, so they went to the hospital, and the dad's gonna be okay. He got banged up bad though. When he got to the hospital, they said, okay, you have a concussion, you got road rash, dislocated his shoulder and ribs, and he needs stitches above his eye. But he was actually released from the hospital the night after the crash, so he wasn't there too long, just had to go home and recover. But he said he's already back to buying a new helmet, and he's gonna be cycling soon.
Very cool. But it always, you know what always gets under my skin is when people have an Apple Watch and you message them, like you text them or call them, they're like, oh, I missed it. I was like, no you didn't, it's right on your wrist.
Oh wow, look at you calling people out.
Liar.
It's not like, oh, my battery's dead. I forgot to charge it.
Oh, I didn't get your text. Oh, yeah, your wrist was lighting up.
That's why I don't have one, so I can ignore my family still.
And your final story today for Joe's Need to Know News. This could almost be a dummy of the day story. A Tesla electronic cop car. Do we know where this is going already? I think we do.
Go on.
A Tesla electronic cop car ran out of battery power during a police chase. The suspect was wanted for an unknown crime and sped off. During the chase, the officer realized, oh man, I only have 6 miles of battery left, and he had to call for backup. The chase was eventually called off because it became too dangerous to continue the pursuit. Officers later found the suspect's abandoned vehicle, but it's not known if the man was arrested. The police department didn't know why the cruiser wasn't fully charged during the pursuit. Like, did somebody forget to plug it in?
Oops.
Like, oh, oops. Hey, backup? Yeah, I got 6%. So I like the idea because Teslas are fast too.
Oh yeah.
They're super fast. Everybody kids around there like a little battery car, but that's one of the downfalls. But don't they also have gasoline, or are they only all electric? I thought they had some gas, or I just totally dumb.
Nope, they're all electric.
All electric. Okay.
Yeah. Teslas are awesome.
Well, you better charge it up.
Yeah, but you gotta charge.
And finally today, pancake fans, rejoice. It's your day. It's National Pancake Day. So go put some syrup on there, some butter, and have yourself a time. That's Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now. Coming up next, we're going to throw it back to the song of the day, a little throwback Thursday. Make sure you have our number to text. It's 52140. It's coming up next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.